पठामि संस्कृतं नित्यं वदामि संस्कृतं सदा ध्यायामि संस्कृतं सम्यक् वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् संस्कृतस्य प्रचाराय नैजं सर्वं ददाम्यहम् संस्कृतस्य सदा भक्तो वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् संस्कृतस्य कृते जीवन् संस्कृतस्य कृते यजन् आत्मानमाहुतं मन्ये वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम् हिन्दुधर्मं समाजं च
पवित्रां संस्कृतिं सदा
पवित्रां संस्कृतिं सदा संरक्षय ननु कार्यं विश्वं शान्ति
जगद्दितं
जगत् विश्वं शान्ति जगद्विदं
वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्
वन्दे संस्कृतमातरम्
वन्दे भारतमातरम् ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः गुरुर्ब्रह्म गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्मं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः गुरवे सर्वलोकानां नितये सर्वविद्यानां श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमो नमः हरि ओम् ओम् तत्सत् अस्तु मङ्गलं मिनाल् भगिनी मङ्गलं पठति वा तत्र स्क्रीन् मध्ये अस्ति स्लैड् मध्ये मङ्गलं पठति वा मिनाल् भगिनी ओके भावना व्यास् भगिनी तत्र मङ्गलम् अस्ति
भजे गुरुणेवः सहास्मिन् नमो गुरुवे नः गुरोः परं शिशुरश्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरोः मम पाहि गुरो
एकवारं विश्वजित् महोदय पठति वा
आं महोदय मङ्गलं गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो
सम्यक् last class we have seen this shabda ratnam which are the shabdam shabdah to be by hearted in pullinge rama shabdah or deva shabdah and that is akaranta and ikaranta munihi muni hari ukaranta guru shishu and rikaranta pitru kartru these shabdas if you have by hearted you have completed at least about 10% of the shabda and because there are about more like 1 lakh shabdas okay all 1 lakh shabda nobody can by heart okay if at all they would have done it they are god talking about that now similarly in sri linga akaranta sri linga ikaranta sri linga then ikaranta sri linga ఉకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ ఊకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ మాతృ ఐ మీన్ రికారాంత స్త్రీలింగ సిమిలర్లీ నపుంసకలింగి ఫలశబ్ద ప్రతి శబ్దం అకార నపుంసకలింగ ఇకార ఉకార ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ ఆన్ హ్యాండ్ ద మెటీరియల్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ గివెన్ టు యూ అండ్ యూ విల్ బి ఇన్ అ పొజిషన్ టు బై హార్ట్ అట్లీస్ట్ టేకింగ్ అనదర్ 3 months టైం సో whether you see and tell or whether you don't see and tell to us whenever we are asking we require a fluency in that frequency and fluency is must please don't make noise who is that no
aham umavati
please don't make noise okay let us practice this one of you will start bhavanam vyas begini
namode
akaranta pullinga ram shabda bhavatu to
akaranta pullinga ram shabda prathama vibhakti ekvachan ramaho
we are learning vibhakti we know we are into the subject of vibhakti only now you can just only start telling then prathama dvitiya tritiya is also not required I'll tell you the way I tell you just listen and you repeat it after this okay ramah ramo ramah ramam ramo ramane rame ramabhyam ramehi ramay ramabhyam ramehi ramebhyah ramat ramabhyam ramebhyah ramasya ramayoho ramanam rame ramayoho rameshu he ramahi he ramo he ramah this much if you tell it is clearly understood we are in the, not in the LKG level now we have come to the UKG level okay so like okay. if you tell this is understood by everybody that you are telling prathama dvitiya tritiya ekavachana dvivachana bahuvachana and only thing this heading has to be told because you everybody should know what shabda you are telling understand akaranta pullinga rama shabda hai ramah ramo ramah ramam like that you can tak 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 you have to tell tell now tell
ramah ramau ramah ramam ramau raman रामेण रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामाय रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामात् रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामेश्य रामयोः रामाणां रामे रामयोः रामेषु हे राम हे रामो हे रामाः
इट् इस् हे राम नो हलन्त देयर् इस् नो हलन्त ओवर् देयर् ओके हे राम हे रामौ हे रामाः धन्यवादः भगिनि सम्यक् वदति लीना भगिनि एकः मुनिशब्दः प्लीस् डोण्ट् वेस्ट् टैम् डोण्ट् वाण्ट् टु से नो सिम्पल्
प्रथमः मुनिः
डैरेक्ट्लि गो फार् इकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गशब्दः मुनिशब्द
ओके प्रथम उकारान्तपुल्लिङ्ग गुरुशब्दः प्रथमा गुरुः गुरु
नो प्रथमा द्वितीया तृतीया इस् रिक्वायर्ड् यू केन् स्टार्ट् लिसन् केर्फुलि देन् ओन्ली यू विल् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् हाफ् यू लिसन् हाफ् यू कीप् युर् मैण्ड् समवेर् एल्स् यू केनाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् सो ऐ एम् रिपीटिङ्ग् इट् यू केन् स्टार्ट् लैक् दिस् इकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गः मुनिशब्दः मुनिः मुनयः मुनिं मुनि मुनीन् मुनिना मुनिभ्यां मुनिभिः मुनये मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनेः मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनिः मुनयोः मुनिनां मुनौ मुनयोः मुनिषु हे मुने हे मुनि हे मुनयः
सर् इकारान्त और् उकारान्त
इकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गमुनिशब्दः
ओके इकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गमुनिशब्दः मुनिः मुनिः मुनियः मुनि मुनि मुनीं मुनीन् मुनीना मुनिभ्यां मुनिभिः मुनये मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनेः मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनेः मुन्योः मुनीनां मुनौ मुन्योः मुनिषु हे मुने हे मुनि हे मुनियः
धन्यवादः महोदय హే ముని హే ముని హే మునయ ధన్యవాద భగిని నవ్ విల్ గో ఫర్ మీనాక్షి భగిని గురు శబ్ద
आं महोदय. उकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गः गुरुशब्दः गुरुः गुरु गुरवः गुरुं गुरु गुरून् गुरुणा गुरुभ्यां गुरुभिः गुरवे गुरुभ्यां गुरुभ्यः गुरोः गुरुभ्यां गुरुभ्यः गुरौ गुर्वोः गुरूणां गुरौ गुर्वोः गुरुषु हे गुरो हे गुरु हे गुरवः.
अस्तु, धन्यवादः, सम्यक् अस्ति. नौ विल् गो फार् द आक्चुवल् लेसन्. विभक्तीनाम् उपयोगः, यूसिङ्ग् विभक्ति, हौ वि शुड् यूस् विभक्ति. वि नो विभक्ति, देर् आर् अबौट् सप्तमी विभक्ति आर् देर्, त्रिवचनास् आर् देर्, and it is akaranta, it is ukaranta, ikaranta, all these are all called as ajanta shabdaha. Why it is called as ajanta shabdaha, do you know? Anybody can tell? Vishwajit Mahadaya, can you tell? All
I these can shabdaha.
Who is that?
Umavati.
Tell.
Yeah, ajanta means Ach plus Anta, Ajanta. It is Maheshwara Sutra. In Maheshwara Sutra, it is Swaras, Ach. It is named as Ach. So, all Swaras.
So, in Maheshwara Sutra, the Ach Varna contains what? The Ach Varna contains A, I, U, U, R. A, O, I, O, Au. All these are coming under Ach Varna. And due to Sandhi Karya, the Ach, Chakara will be turned to Jakara. So that is why it is called as Ajanta Shabdaha. Okay?
Dhanyavadaha Mahadaya.
Now we will go for this one. See, Prathama. Any class, we'll start the Vibhakti with Prathama. Okay. What is Prathama pertaining to? What does it decide? Or where the Prathama Vibhakti lies always? It is in the noun. Or it is otherwise called as subject. And what are the subject? It also includes Vastu Nirdishaha. Vastu Nirdishaha also can be in Prathama, will also be only in Prathama only, Prathama Vibhakti only. It is Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana, depending upon the Shabda. Okay, so now here it is given example, Vrikshaha, Balika, Pustakam, all these Shabda will pertain to, in a Vakyam, in a sentence, it will pertain to what? It will pertain to what? Karta, subject. So, the subject will carry only Prathama Vibhakti, or the Prathama Vibhakti will be pertain to only Prathama, and specially only in Kartari Pada. Kartari Prayoga, sorry. Not Kartari Pada, Kartari Prayoga. Understood? Shubhangi Begini, understood?
Yes, sir.
Venu Begini, understood? Mridula Begini, Minal Begini. Anyone has not understood what I told, now please come out with the question. Yes. Understood? 1 minute.
Huh? Sir, that is the word of the sentence. All right?
Just a minute. Hold on. I'm getting one call, important call. Hello? Yes? Okay. अरे बाद में बात करो यार, इडियट. I'm sorry, क्षम्यता. Yeah, somebody was asking question. Meenakshi Begini, no?
First word of the sentence, it's either the noun or the pronoun becomes the Prathama Vibhakti.
Whether it is noun or pronoun, it takes up only Prathama Vibhakti.
Okay.
Example is given here, Vrikshaha, Balika, Pustakam. Vrikshaha is Pullinga, Balika is Akaranta Stri Linga, and Pustakam is Napumsaka Linga. Now, when Kriyasaha Anvaya, if it is taken, it takes up the object, that is karma padam. So example it is given here, ramam pashyati. Ramam pashyati is dvitiya vibhakti. Ramam is dvitiya in that. Okay, and when you take up the next vibhakti, then it becomes ramaya dadami. That is chaturthi vibhakti, ramaya dadami, because the heading is kriyaya saha anvayaha. Okay, then same rama can be used for ramat svikaromi, panchami vibhakti. From rama I am receiving something. Yes, and the last one, rame bhaktihi asti. What is it? Rame in rama. In rama is what?
Saptami.
Astva. So therefore you understood ramam pashyami. One of you will explain. I'll call some name. Mrudula Bhagini, please explain the second column. Kriyaya saha anvayaha.
Kriyaya saha anvayaha.
What is the sentence?
Ramam pashyati. If Ramam is...
What? Please repeat it.
Ramam will be dvitiya vibhakti.
Then you repeat the sentence.
Ramam pashyami.
Before this you told something else. Okay, no problem. Ramam pashyami. What it indicates?
It indicates that Ramam is seeing someone. Nee, yeah, I am seeing Ramam. That's why Ramam becomes karma pati.
Others will not talk. Please keep quiet. Otherwise, I am forced to make you everybody on the mute position, which I don't like actually. There is an interaction section. Everybody should be having that freedom, but at the same time, maintain the decorum. Yeah. Rudra Bhagini was answering. Ramam Pashyami is what?
I am seeing Ram, that's why the Ram Shabdasya Dvitiya Vibhakti it becomes, so Ramam.
Henceforth, I don't want any English meaning. Okay, you just tell me within which Vibhakti it falls. Okay?
Okay.
And which Shabda falls in that Vibhakti. Okay? Ramam Pashyami. In this, what is the Vibhakti?
Ramam Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Ramam is, it is falling under? Falling in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Dvitiya Ekavachanam. Okay. Ramaya Dadami.
Ramaya Dadami Tritiya Vibhakti. Ramaya.
Think and tell. Please think and tell or refer and tell.
Ramaya Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Ramaya Namaha. Krishnaya Namaha. I'm sorry. Yeah, continue.
Ramat Svikaromi, Ramat Panchami Vibhakti. And Rame Bhakti Hi Asti, Rame Saptami Vibhakti.
Asti. Samya. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Now, Anya Padarthena Sambandha. Here it is totally Shashti Vibhakti. Shashti Vibhakti. Ranjani Bhagini.
Am Mahoday.
Yeah, please read the sentence and tell what is the meaning of it. That's enough. Because I already told it is Shashti Vibhakti.
Ramasya Syutaha. So, Rama's bag.
Rama's bag, okay.
Ramasya Pitta. So, Rama's father.
Rama's father, okay.
So, Ramasya Pita. Titaya putraha. Titaya
putraha. Why it is Titaya? It should be Sitasya, no? If it is Shashti Vibhakti, Vyekavachanam. Why it is Titaya? It should be Sitasya putraha.
Srilinga Ekavachanam. Srilinga Ekavachanam. Shashti is Malayaha, Titayaha, Ramayaha.
Very good. Sir, you gave a trick question. Yes. 1 minute. Huh? Hello. Vanakkam, sollupa. Class la irukken. And the bayan kooptirukken naalaiku 11 manikku. கொஞ்சம் பொறுமையா அப்புறம் நான் சொல்றேன். I'm sorry. Yeah. So that was Sitayaha because it is Aankaranta Stree Linga Shabdaha. Eka Vajana. Okay? Grihasya Chadihi. Now the last column comes Anya Padam. That is, it is otherwise called as Upakriya. Okay? Upapadam. Upapada Vibhakti. Gramam. Gramam Paritaha. Whenever the Paritaha word is used, it falls under Vidya Vibhakti. Okay? Jalam Vina. Again it is Vina. When the Vina word is used. Similarly, Adi. Like that, n number of words are there which falls under. See, this is only for an example. Rest of the things, either you refer or you come back to me with the doubts. Okay? Vargam Ubayataha. Paritaha, Vina, Ubayataha. All these three are falling under? Vidya. Under what? Vidya. Yes. And Ramena Saha comes under?
Tritiya
Vibhakti. Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, I think this is very clear to you all.
Arya, ekam prashna.
Prachatu.
So, with the last column, Anyapadena Sambandha, are those two Vibhakti, Vibhakti and those Shabdhas, like Dvitiya Vibhakti and Paritaha, Dvitiya Vibhakti and Vina, or Tritiya Vibhakti and Saha, those pairs always come together when mentioned.
Vina and Saha will not come together, Paritaha and Saha will not come together, Ubayataha and Saha will not come together. Saha and Sakam may come together. Okay, either Saha or Sakam can be used. Like that, every, what's called, especially Tritiya and Dvitiya, and sometimes Panchami also, got a special words. They are called as Upapada Vibhaktihi. Clear?
My question was more that, say I have Halena Saha, Mitrena Saha, but I won't say Mitram Saha, right?
No.
Okay.
Whenever you, immediately if you start taking Saha or Sakam or Sardam, the Tritiya Ekavachana or the Dvivachana or Bahuvachana will take place immediately. Understand?
Okay, and so these words like Saha, Ubhayataha, Vina, they are specific to one Vibhakti.
Yes, specific to Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay, understood. Dhanyavada.
There are like that, there are n number of words. We have taken few samples, I mean, examples and put on the slides, that's all. There are thousands of words which will accept Dvitiya Vibhakti, similarly Tritiya, similarly Panchami. And like it, even if you go for Shashti also, Saptami also, there are thousands and thousands of words. But just to understand, we are given small examples. When you go read and more books, and start writing, start practicing, then you will come to know, this particular word is belonging to so-and-so, the Vibhakti. So whether it is Ekvachana or the Dvivachana, whether it is Strilinga or Pullinga, like that you keep on analyzing on your own. Understand? And in that, sometimes if you may get doubts also, in that time, you will call your seniors and, sir, this sentence has got so. So it is one point. Say, actually, this one more thing I would like to highlight over here. thank you for Vaishnava Shinde. See, here you are seeing the Shabda, 21 Rupani, no? Can you see the 21 Rupani? Guru, 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 etc, etc. See, the Prathama to Saptami numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Not 8, forget about 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Suppose I say 1.1. That is to remember, by heart it easily. Or when you want to highlight some sentences, this particular word belongs to so-and-so, Vibhakti, so-and-so. This one was called group. So, Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana, vagina. So, how will you try it? Because numerically you can remember. See, this is 1.1. Guru is 1.1. Guru is 1.2. and Guravah is 1.3. Understood? 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. So second, Dvitiya, it becomes 2.1, 2.2, 2.3. Tritiya, 3.1, 3.2, 3.3. 3.1, 3.2, 3.3. Similarly, Chaturthi, 4.1, 4.2, 4.3. Panchami, 5.1, 5.2, 5.3. Sashti, 6.1, 6.2, 6.3. Saptami, 7.1, 7.2, 7.3. And Sambodhana, you need not worry. Because it all, Sambodhana is nothing but reference to context. Understand?
Yes, Mahoday.
Got any question?
Not so far, sir.
Huh?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay.
I've understood. I've understood the way to remember.
Very good, very good. So, henceforth, sir, Saptami, the Bahuvachana, you did not elaborate the Saptami. Sir, 7.2, 3 is what, sir? 7.3 is what, sir? We can understand that. Oh, you are asking about Saptami, Bahuvachana. Okay? Similarly, Sashti, similarly, Panchami, like that, you can number it. Whenever we ask something, say, Padam or Shlokam or Subhashitam or Geetam, whatever it is, if you want to do Padacheda, after doing Padacheda, if you wanted to put them, suppose you understand one particular Pada is in particular Vibhakti, you can just number it. You need not write, keep on writing, this is Prathama, Ekavachanam, and Chaturthi, Bahuvachanam is not required. You can just number it, we can understand that. And that is the way you can remember also all the Shabdas. Whether it is a Rikaranta or it is any Shabda for that matter, you can understand. Understood? Okay. Now, this column is understood, no, Vaishnavi Shindeji?
Sir,
last column. Upada Vibhakti. Upada, it is otherwise called as Upada.
Amari.
Yes, ma'am. Who is Meenal Begani? Yes.
Sir, in this word Jalam Vina, don't you think this can be Tritiya Vibhakti also, Jaleen Vina? When we
Miss
have
Vibhakti?
And Vina.
Vina?
Tritiya Vibhakti, yes.
Jalam is Tritiya Vibhakti. Jalam is an object.
Okay.
Understood?
So it doesn't come.
So that is why it is Jalam Vina.
See?
Talk louder, I am not able to hear you.
Sir, one minute.
Problem. One minute.
I'll just go off my.
Yeah, please talk louder.
Now can you hear me?
Yeah. What was your question? Jalam Vina?
Sir, now I'm just asking you, when the word Shabda Vina comes, does it follow, that means the first word should be the Tritiya Vibhakti Jalin Vina, like with Saha and Vina, Tritiya Vibhakti comes?
Saha is for Tritiya Vibhakti. And Jalam Vina,
and Vina
is for... Yeah, Vina can be used in Panchami Vibhakti also. It is not in Tritiya, but... It cannot take up Tritiya Vibhakti. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Understood?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Supvibhaktihi. Prathama. Vastu Nirdishaka is Prathama, as I already told you, and only in Kartari Prayogaha. And it acts like a Karta. Or Prathama Vibhakti takes up the Karta position. This way also we can tell, the subject falls in Prathama Vibhakti only. Karta falls in Prathama Vibhakti only. Whether it is Ekavachana, Divvachana, independent of the Vachana, the Kartrupadam will take up Prathama Vibhakti only. Very, very clear. Understand? Okay, now we'll come for the Dvitiya Vibhakti, Karma Padam. Dvitiya Vibhakti is otherwise called as Karma Padam. Okay. Kim Nirdishate, what it does exactly? Vikarmaka Prayogaha. There are two karmas also in one sentence. Okay. But this before that, this Karma Padam, Kim Nirdishate? I'll ask Shubhangi Begini. Shubhangi Begini?
Mahoday.
Shruyate va? Mama na shruyate. Tasyaha dvani, mama kimapi na shruyate. Uchehi vadatu.
Computer is not allowing me to connect. I have logged in from my phone.
No, I think I can hear you slightly. Okay, tell. My question was, Dvitiya Vibhakti kim nirdishate?
Dvitiya Vibhakti karmapadam like object of the sentence.
Ekam vakyam vadati va laghu vakyam?
Dvitiya Vibhakti karmapadam nirdeshayati.
Dvitiya Vibhakti upayujya ekam laghu vakyam vadati va?
Acha, ha. Balakah phalam khadati. So phalam.
Very good. And what is
Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Balakah phalam khadati. What is the Dvitiya Vibhakti in this?
Phalam is in Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Phalam. Because phalam is a karma padam. Okay, kriya padam is khadati. Balakah is the karta, kartra padam, which is in prathama vibhakti ekavachana. Clear?
Yes, sir.
I'm not getting any response from you. Okay. So this Dvitiya Vibhakti has got in any sentence, there may be more than one karma padam. Or if there can be two karma padam. And in first karma padam is the main one, main karma pada, and the second karma pada is the supportive karma pada. The examples we will see later. Okay, just you should know, there can be two karma padam also in one sentence, and there cannot be even one karma padam in a sentence. That also you should understand. Understand? Upapada dvitiya ubayatah paritah vina ityadina, all called as upapada. Just now we had seen that. Okay, and this dvitiya vibhakti is again sakarmaka dhatunam prayoge asti. What is sakarmaka dhatu? Anybody else? I'll ask Sunita Bhagini.
If you ask us in which and what, if you get the answer for that verb, then it is sakarmaka.
You are very right in English. Please tell in Sanskritam, ma'am. Try. Unless and otherwise you try, you will not be able to swim in the ocean.
Prashannam.
Kaha prashnam?
Kriyapatam, sir. Patam.
Sunita Raghavan Bhagini. Kim putra kati kada, kutaha katam kimartam. All these are prashnas.
Yes.
So, which prashnam you are talking about?
Kim.
Kim prashnasya uttarani akye milati chet
is sakarmaka dhatu.
Tad shabdam sakarmaka shabdamasti. Okay? Pravesha level, okay, but next level, you should have at least about 50% of the mutants in your head. Please practice. That's all I can tell. What we teach is only 25%. What we teach you, and that too online, it is only 25%. But 75% is in your hands, and out of that 75%, 25% the time will speak for it. Okay, other 25% you can get it from your friends and classmates. And the third 25% is only YOU.
Yeah.
What is that? Somedayaha. Acharyat padam vartate. Padam somedayaha. Padam subrahmacharibhyaha. Padam kalakramena cha. Please remember this. Either you learn or teach, this is a must. Okay, sakarmaka. We were talking about sakarmaka dhatunam, prayogaha. And tvanta, lebantat, tumunat, shatrantat, cha purva, vidiya vibhaktihi bhavati. You have all learned this tvanta, lebanta, tumananta, shatrantat. Shatrantat you would have not learned. I will not ask for you. But these three, agyayas. I'm sorry, you would have heard about it, is it not? Dvanta.
Am Mahoday.
Dvanta. What is Dvanta? One of you? I will call the name. Sudhavali Bhagini.
When Swapratiya Agachati, Swapratiya Agachati, Vo Sapchanam, Dvanta.
Kriyapada.
Kriyapadani, Swa Antam Agachati, Te Sapchanam, Dvanta Sapchah.
अस्तु लेवन्तां लेवन्तान्त
ये शब्दानां क्रियाशब्दः अन्ते यबन्तम् आगच्छति वो शब्दान् लेबान्तशब्दाः
नियमः कः नियमः कः लेबन्तस्य नियमः कः
उपसर्ग क्रियापद उपसर्ग आगच्छति तु
सम्यक् उत्तमञ्च
किमर्थं प्रश्नं पृच्छति तु उत्तरेण क्रियापद अर्थम् अन्ते तुमुन् आगच्छति अहं पाठं पठितुं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छामि पठितुं वै ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु ग्रन्थालय द आन्सर् इस् किमर्थं गच्छामि पाठं पठितुं गच्छामि तुमुन् प्रत्यय आगच्छति
किमर्थं प्रश्नस्य उत्तराणि मिलति चेत् क्रियापदानि तुमुन् प्रत्ययेन उपयोगं कर्तुं शक्नुमः अस्तु वा एस् आफ् नौ यु लीव् शतन्त ऐ टेक् शतन्त आफ्टर् द प्रवेश एक्साम् देन् विल् टाक् अबौट् दिस् ओके ओके सो आल् दीस् कृदन्त लेबन्त तुमुनन्त शत्रन्त च पूर्व द्वितीया विभक्ति भवति सो दीस् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग् will before this kriya padam no doubt it is not a kriya padam it is a kriya suchaka padam it goes under nama padani and it has got declensions and but that before that the dvitiya vibhakti takes place okay the shabda coming before this tuman pratyaya or tvanta pratyaya or labanta pratyaya or shatranta pratyaya the dvitiya vibhakti will take up that shabda will take up the द्वितीय विभक्ति अण्डर्स्टुड् क्लियर् एनी डौट् आन् दिस् एक्सेप्ट् फार् शत्रन्त फर्गट् अबौट् शत्रन्त बिकास् यु डोण्ट् नो वाट् इस् शत्रन्त सो ऐ ऐ डोण्ट् वाण्ट् टु डिस्कस् आन् देट् नौ एस् आफ् नौ
आर् यु वाइज़् लेबन् लेबन्तात्
या लेबन्ता जस्ट् नौ भगिनी एक्स्प्लेन् सुधावळि भगिनी एनी क्रियापदं विच् इस् केरिङ्ग् उपसर्ग जस्ट् लैक् अस् अदि एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा Pari, Pra, etc. There are 22 Upasargas, is it not? Am I right, Sudhavali Bhagini?
Am Mahoday.
So, a Kriyapadam takes an Upasarga, will get converted into Lebanta. That is, in English, having done. There are two things, one is doing and other one is having done. So, this one, the tumun lebanta will take up the position of having done okay swa and lebanta are both the same but here the upasarga has to be there where in lebanta and in twanta the upasarga is not required
arya can you
shall I give an example mahoday
yes
harati there is no upasarga so it will come as hrutva tva pratyayam as hrutva suppose yes. upah apaharati is there a is the upasarga then apahrutya will come here yes. apahrutya will come so yes. why it is called plya plabanta it is called sometimes it it will become ya. Sometime, for example, prakshalayati, it becomes prakshalya. And upavishyati, it becomes upavishya. So, lya comes, ya comes, pya comes. So, it is called pyabanta.
Yes, visheshana shabdas are there, for which it will change the rupa according to the vyakarana.
Vyakarana.
Understood? Is it clear, Vaishnava Shindiji?
Yeah. Avagatam. Like agachati, agatya.
Very good. Very nice. Fantastic. Yeah. Now we'll vakya nirmanam kurmaha. First word is dhritam. Can anybody try? Dhritam is nothing but ghee.
Mahoday, it is dhritam, no? Ghritam.
It is dhritam. Sorry, my eyes, no, I am not able to see it properly. Dhritam.
Dhritam something
new. Dhritam. Dhritam. Ghritam.
Ghritam.
Bhakam pachati.
Ghritam deepam.
Bhakam.
Can I say, sir?
Shall I means please tell the name.
Renu. Ji.
Who is it?
Renu Bhagani.
Vadatu.
Aham dhritane bhakam pachati.
Dhritane.
धृतेन पाकं पचति
अहं धृतेन पाकं पचति
लीना भगिनी इट इज घृतेन नॉट धृतेन आई थिंक यू आर सेइंग
घृतेन पाकं पचति
घृ इट इज घृ करेक्ट
नहीं नहीं ये तृतीया यू आर यूजिंग तृतीया एकवचनम धृतेन मींस अलोंग विद गी डू यू कुक द फूड द मीनिंग इज लाइक दिस I cook the food along with the ghee.
With ghee. What vibhakti will come?
Aham dhritam upayujya pakam pachami.
Okay.
Understood? If you take up the object,
pakam pachami. Ha. Okay.
Dhritam will take up the karma padam. So aham dhritam upayujya pakam pachami. What a sentence?
Yes, I'm okay.
Yeah, anybody else can try with dhritam? One more sentence.
Mahode Umavati.
Vadatu Umavati.
Aham navanitam upayujya dhritam karomi.
Astu. Samya. Yeah.
Mahode Sudhavali.
Yeah. Sudhavali Bhagini, you try with Vyanjanam.
Vyanjanam.
Yeah.
Vina Vyanjanam, aham bhojanam na karomi.
Vyanjanam is nothing but bhojanam, ma'am. Super. Okay, there are six words over here. Please write at least two sentences. At least one sentence each of you. I'll ask you. I'll come. You just give me 10 minutes time. I'll just come back.
Mahoday, vyanjanam is side dish, no?
Side dish. Vyanjanam is not side dish. It itself is a bhojanam. Okay, no problem. You can take it as side dish also. Vyanjanam is nothing but bhojanam, but it can be understood as side dish also. There is nothing wrong. Okay. 1 minute. I'll just come. Please.
In Sanskrit meaning, Vyanjanam is given as dry curry.
What is that raisin, sir?
Huh?
What is that raisin?
It is a curry, it is a side dish actually. It seems, and it seems a side dish also. Takram, what is takram?
Takram is buttermilk.
Yeah.
Next one, what is in the bucket, that one? Kas, kasi bean.
Pitam. Sweetam is given, sambar.
Oh.
Saraha, rasam.
That's what in saraha rasam.
And shashkuli. Shashkuli.
Shashkuli.
Shashkuli. Is there.
Shashkuli.
Yeah. Shamitam. Yeah, anybody constructed a sentence on Vyanjanam?
Amma Ode.
Who is this?
Renu Bhagini.
Renu Bhagini.
Rama Vyanjanam Khadati.
Very good. Okay. Okay, I'll tell one sentence from my side. Bubukshaya vyanjanam anayatu. Janakah vadati, bubukshaya vyanjanam anayatu. Okay, yes. One more sentence. Vina vyanjanam manushyasya jivanam nasti. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Mata, vachakashalam vyanjanam patati. I made three sentences for you people. Okay.
Yes. Sakram vina aham bhojanam na khadati.
Aham khadami.
Khadami. Na khadami.
Very good. One more.
Sir, can I say one sentence with sakram?
Bayami.
Aham bhojanantare sakram pibami.
Very good. Bhojanantare.
Bhojanantaram. Okay. Bhojanantaram. Bhojanantaram. Chakram Vibhani.
If you say antare, it goes to Saptami Vibhakti.
Okay.
Here Saptami is required or not, I was thinking. No, okay, it is not required. The sentence should be Aham Bhojanantaram.
Bhojanantaram.
Chakram Vibhami.
Vibhami. Okay. Very good. Dhanyavad, Mahode.
Mahode.
Yes.
Umavati. Krishna kale takram pibami.
Sarve tadeva kurmaha. Okay. Dugdam dadihi bhavishyati tadeva dadihi takram bhavishyati. Atva mama vakim. Dugdam dadihi bhavishyati tadeva dadihi takram bhavishyati. One more sentence. Takram pibami. Samyak bhavet. Yes, Mahode.
Mahode, mama grushe takram sadha bhavati.
Astu. So how do you feel my sentence? Takram pibanti chet swasyam samyak bhavet.
Samyak, Mahode.
Samyak.
Manavah takram anandita. Okay, now we'll go for that. Kvatitam.
What is it, Mahoday?
Kvatitam, sambar.
Means boiled sambar. Or decoded stew. Actually speaking, there is one more meaning. You will be shocked when if I say this. Spiritually prepared liquor with honey.
Okay.
What?
Kvatitam.
Meaning, as per Ashtadhyayi, is spirituous liquor with honey is called as kvathitam.
Kvathitam.
Yeah. Kvathitam. Shall I sentence, tell the sentence?
No, 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 we will try, we will try.
Yes, yes, do it, do it.
Aham vadami, mrudula.
Vadatam bhagini.
Saram, saram neva, kvathitam bahu swadishtam asti.
Kvathitam bahu swadishtam asti. Ah, astu, 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 you can use it. Samyak,
samyak.
Kvathitam
mahodaya. Kvathitam
sesam ichchami.
Kvathitam? Patam ichchami. Somebody said peetum.
Sorry, sorry.
Mahodaya. Mahodaya.
Ah, yes.
Kumahati. Kvathitam pitva aham anandena mrutyami.
Astu. Shubhangi.
अहं वदति महोदय अहं वदति रेणु रेणु भगिनी
एकनिमिषं रेणु भगिनी शुभाङ्गी भगिनी इस् टेलिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् वि आर् नाट् रादर् अड्मिटिङ्ग् इट् प्लीस् प्लीस् टेल्
सर्
शुभाङ्गी भगिनी आर् टेलिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग्
यस् सर् केन् यू हियर् मी
वदतु
या सो सर् मृदुला भगिनी सेड् kvathitam in her sentence I thought kvathitam was the subject, so is it correct? I thought like we have to use it as an object, right?
Yes, you can use it. All these are object only.
Okay,
all these are which is given there in the picture is object only. Okay, only different names. No, we can use this for karma padam. That is the meaning of this.
Yeah, but if we use it as kvathitam, I don't remember Mrudula Bhagini's sentence. It meant that I felt that the subject is
kvathitam asti. Said I said.
Yeah. So in that, it is a subject, right?
Kvathitam. Ah, correct. You're right. You're right, Shubhangi Bhagini.
Ah, repeat the sentence. Let me see.
सारं सोरि क्वथितं बहु स्वादिष्टम् अस्ति.
What is wrong in that sentence?
Sir, I'm asking you, is it prathma vibhakti or dvitiya vibhakti? I'm confused now.
Mahoday, in that sentence, kvathitam is vastu nirdeshit, vastu nirdesh. Then it cannot have dvitiya vibhakti, no?
No, no, prathama and dvitiya are same in napunsakalinga.
Vanam, this is napunsakalingam. Okay, fine. Then it is
both are same.
Okay. It is fine. Clear? It is clear, Shubhangi Bhagini? Are you clear? Are you free now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we were in Kvathitsaram. Okay. See, similar to all these things. I mean, Kvathitam, Takram, etc. Saram. Similarly.
Sir, I want to say one sentence.
Which? Renu Bhagini?
Renu,
tell me.
Kvathitam saha aham tandulam khadami.
Tandulam khadami, right. Okay, use...
Saha is... Mahade, saha is tritiya
has to be. Saha is... you are taking up tritiya in that. Sorry.
Kvathitena.
What is the correct
one? If you want to use tritiya, then you should do ekavachana yena. Yena should be used. Okay?
Kvathitam.
Kvathitam.
Kvathitam vina vikam. Kvathitam vina tandulam na khadami.
That is correct.
Second tritiya.
Yeah.
Astu. Try this one. Shashkuli. What is the meaning of shashkuli, you know? There are four meanings for shashkuli. One is the rice flour with sesam oil, cooked in oil. That is murku in Tamil. Okay. A short of fish is also called as shashkuli. Sorry, shashkuli. It is very difficult to pronounce. Okay. That fish name is called as Pogamia glabra. Pogamia glabra is called as Shashkuli in Sanskritam. Similarly, barley water, you know, barley water, that is also called as Shashkuli. Okay, now you make sentences, one, at least one sentence, one or two sentences. I'll tell another two sentences from my side.
Mahoday Umavati.
Odanam
bina, odanam bina Shashkuli na karomi.
Vedanam bina, what is Vedanam?
Odanam, rice.
Okay, okay.
Shashkuli means?
Yeah, one more sentence.
Yat Shashkulim Sita Pachati Tat Bahu Samyak Asti.
Yatna, Yata.
Yata, okay.
Okay, from my side what I have written is, Deepavali Utsava Samaye Grihe Grihe Shashkuli Melishyati, Melishyanti. Okay, second sentence I have written, Shashkuli Bahuni Ruchikaram Asti. And one more sentence is, Vyanjanapatre Shashkuli Anayatu. Vyanjanapatre Shashkulim Anayatu. Aswa.
Astu Mahade.
Shashkuli Kitva. Shashkuli, Shashkuli, to do Shashkuli. Tandulaha Pistam Avashyakam Asti.
Astu, Astu. Okay, let us go. Move forward. Agri Saramaha. Ajanta Shabdaha Srilinga. Murti Shabdaha, Ajanta Shabda, Srilinga, Dvitiya. Only Dvitiya I want, okay? Or if you can tell Prathama and Dvitiya, I'll be happy. So, Vaishnava Shinde Bhage, Mohde?
Amarya.
Tell Prathama and Dvitiya of Ikaranta, Srilinga, Murti Shabdaha.
Ikaranta Murti Shabdaha. Ikaranta Strilinga Murti Shabdaha.
Okay, I will tell Prathama, you will tell Dvitiya. Okay? It is just like Ikaranta Strilinga. What Shabda we can take? Matihi. Matihi is it Strilinga or Pullinga?
Nadi.
Matihi is Strilinga. Strilinga. Matihi.
So Murti. Murti Murtayaha is Ikaranta Strilinga Murti Shabdaha Prathama. Now you tell the Dvitiya.
Murti Murti Murtihi.
Murti 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 Murti
Murti Murti Murti Murti
Murti Murti Murti Murti Murti Murti Murti Murti Sammarjini Shabda.
Sammarjani. Sammarjani.
It is just like Gauri Shabda or Nadi Shabda.
Sammarjani. Sammarjanyo. Sammarjanyaha.
Very good.
Padama. Sammarjani. Sammarjanyau Sammarjanihi Dvitiya.
Very good. Super. Samya. Uttama.
Samyadam. I have to read from the document because Aham na janami.
Kim na janati?
Aham vivakti vivakti bhav na janami.
Astuva. Uttama. Patama. Okay. Ukaranta Srilinga Shabdaha Delu Shabdaha. Who will take it up? Vishwajit Madhya.
Dhenu. Ukaranta Srilinga Dhenu Shabdaha. Prathama Dhenuhu Dhenu Dhenavaha. Dvitiya Vibhakti. Dhenu Dhenu Dhenuhu.
Samya, Samya. Complete that also, Vadhu also. Ukaranta Srilinga.
Vadhu. Ukaranta.
Dirga Ukaranta.
Dirga Ukaranta. Ukaranta Srilinga. vadhu, okay, prathama, vadhuhu, vadhvau, vadhvah, dvitiya vibhakti, vadhum, vadhvau, vadhvah.
Vadhu, vadhvau, vadhvah. I'm repeating it. Prathama, ukarantha strilinga vadhu shabdaha, prathama, vadhu, vadhvau, vadhvah, dvitiya, vadhum, vadhvau, vadhuhu.
Vadhvah, it is not.
No, it is vadvaha. Vadvaha. No, vadvaha is prathama bahuvachana, vadhuhu is dvitiya bahuvachana.
No, dvitiya bahuvachana is vadvaha.
No, that's the same.
Same thing.
No, vadvaha only.
Yeah, I am looking at the vibhakti table.
Print out.
Maybe it is wrong even.
No, the table that Mahodaya gave, there is Vadvaha in the table.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, Vadvaha.
Vadvaha.
I am repeating it. Pratama, Vadhu, Vadvau, Vadvaha. Pratama. Dvitiya, Vadhum, Vadvau, Vadhuhu.
But it's written Vadvaha here.
Yeah.
No,
sir.
Vadvaha, so it's a typo. Mistake. There is a mistake.
Then we'll make it Vadhuhu.
But Mahoday, that Prathama Vibhakti Ekavachana in the table, it is Vadhuhu.
It is Vadhu only, not Vadhuhu.
There is a mistake in the table.
There is some mistake.
Astu, we'll go for Tanu. Ukaranta. Srilinga Tanu Shabdaha Tanuhu Tanu Tanavaha Tanu Tanu Tanuhu. Am I right?
Right, sir.
Now we'll go for Matru Shabdaha. Rikaranta Pullinga or Srilinga?
Srilinga.
Okay. Rikaranta Srilinga Matru Shabdaha.
Matru.
No, one minute. Leena Begani is silent. Leena Begani? I mean, I called the name, she is more silent. Okay. Bhavya. Bhavana Vyas Begani?
Haan, Mohde. Mata, Matarau. Matarah, Mataram, Matarau, Matarah.
Matrah. The Rikara will go to Girgarikara, okay?
Okay.
Bahuvachana, Dvitiya Bahuvachana, the Rikara will go into Girgarikara. Okay. You have to remember that very, very carefully, okay?
Okay.
So now, Napumsakalinga, very easy one. We will talk about Chitra. Chitram.
Chitram, Chitre, Chitrani. Chitram, Chitre, Chitrani.
Complete Phalam also.
Phalam, Phale,
Phalani. Phalam, Phale, Phalani.
Akshi. Akshi.
Akshi.
Karanta Napumsakalinga Shabdha.
Akshi.
It is just like Dadihi. Akshi, Akshini, Akshini, Akshini. That is, Dvivachanam will be Dirga Ikara and the Bahuvachanam will be Raswa Ikara. Akshi, Akshini, Akshini.
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 I'm repeating it.
Akshini.
Please listen carefully. Napumsakalinga Ikaranta Napumsakalinga Akshi Shabdaha Akshi Akshini Akshini. That is, the Dvitiya is Dirga Ikara and the Bahuvachana is Dvivachana is Dirga Ikara and Bahuvachana is Rasva Ikara. And the Dvitiya Vibhakti, tell.
That in Vari, it is Vari, Varini, Varini is given. Like that, will it not come as Akshini?
Akshini. This is Rasva Ikaranta.
Vari is also Rasva Ikaranta only.
Rasva Ikaranta, in Bahuvachana, it is Vari Ni is given. Vari, that is long Ri and short Ni.
Yeah, Vari Ni. So it will be Akshini.
Yes.
No. Akshini, Akshini is the Pratama. And Akshini, Akshini is Dvitiya. That is just like Napumsakalingama of Palam or Chitram, whatever it is. Abharanam, Pushpam, etc. Okay? Janu. Janu. Ukaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Janu. Pratama is Janu, Januni, Januni. And Dvitiya is Janu, Januni, Januni. What I wanted to convey is here, for Napumsakalinga, the Prathama and Dvitiya, Ekavachana, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana will remain same. From Tritiya only, it differs. Understood? The Rupa.
But Mahode, in Napumsakalinga, Ukarant and Rukarant, Bahuvachana, the second lesson, second letter, for example, Madhu, are in Ukaranta Dhatu, that is, it is becoming long in the Bahuvachana. Maduni, Dhatruni, like that is coming. Why it is not for, even in the Vari also, Varini, whereas in the Akshini and Janu, how come it is short for Bahuvachanam? That is my question.
In Bahuvachanam, it is short because of the Vyakaran.
No, for all the other letters, it is Dirgam only for Bahuvachana, second letter. Madhuni and Dhatruni, like it is second letter, it is Dirgam only. Whereas in Janu, will it be a short for Bahuvachanam?
Everywhere it is short in Bahuvachanam, nowhere it is Dirga.
No, Mahoday, in the printout it is given as Dirga only.
Mahoday, she is talking about not the last Akshara, she is talking about the middle Akshara.
Middle Akshara, yeah.
There is Dvivachanam.
No, Bahuvachanam, it is Rasva. Middle Akshara is Rasva and the third Akshara is Dirgha. Whereas in Bahuvachana, middle Akshara is Dirgha and the third Akshara is Rasva.
Yes. Mahoday.
For Vari.
That I have to refer to the Shabda Manjari and tell you. I cannot tell you. I am not a pandit like that. I am also a student like that. I don't understand your question. First of all, if you do one thing, put it in WhatsApp. Let me understand the question and get back to my seniors and give you the clarity.
Okay, Maharaj.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay, Maharaj.
That was our this one. Now this exercise we'll do. Dvitiyanta Prayogaha. Balakaha Bhojanam Khaditva Vidyalayam Gacchati. What is the Dvitiya Vibhakti in this? Bhojanam.
Bhojanam. Vidyalayam.
Vidyalayam is taking Saptami. It is not Vidya.
It is Dvitiya only. For Gacchati Dhatu, Gama Gaccha Dhatu, all the words which come before Gama Gaccha Dhatu are in Dvitiya Vibhakti.
Okay, you are right. So, Balakaha, Bhojanam, Khaditva, Vidyalayam, Gacchati. What is this Khaditva?
After eating. Tva Prathya.
Now, read second sentence, one of you. Mridula Begini.
Balika, Mataram, Aniya, Nidram, Karoti.
Tell the meaning also.
Balika, Mataram means mother, in Dvitiya Vibhakti, Aniya, Nidram, Karoti. Aniya means bringing. Labanta. Aniya. Nidram again Vitya Vibhakti. Karoti Kriyapada.
So total meaning of the sentence will become, the girl brings the mother and sleeps.
Sleeps.
Correct?
Am Mahode.
Astu. Third one, third and fourth also complete.
Munihi dhyanam kartum upavishati. So Muni dhyanam dvitiya vibhakti. Kartum is tumun pratyay. Upavishati kriyapada. That means and Muni sits to do dhyan.
Yeah, Munihi is in kartrupadam.
Kartrupadam. Mata ek vachan. Mata dudarshanam.
It is the way you have to explain. Munihi pratama ekavachana jnanam karmapadam kartrum tumun upavishati kriyapadam. That way pada, it is called as padachedam. Okay? Not padachedam, padvibhagam. Okay? Okay. Fourth one.
Mata durdarshanam pashyanti eva nidram krutavati. Mata prathama ekvachanam durdarshanam prathama dvitiya ekvachanam. Pashyanti kriyapadam. Mahoday, this pashyanti is bahuvachanna.
Yes, bahuvachan.
But then if it is bahuvachan, that ti should be rasvana. It is dirgha here.
That may be typo. That we need not bother about that.
Okay.
Mata will be Eva, right?
Now
what is Eva?
Eva is a avyaya.
Very
Nidram,
good.
Dvitiya vibhakti ek vachanam. Krutavati is tavatu pratyay for karoti dhatu.
Very good. Super. Samya. Samya.
Mahoday. Mahoday. Ekam prashna vasti. Yeah, but I have to see the slide. Dvitiyantaha. What does it mean? Dvitiyantaha. Kimartham, Mahoday?
Dvitiyantaha. Dvitiyam antaha. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Dvitiyantaha prayoga. That means balakha bhojanam. Bhojanam is dvitiya. After dvitiya, kharitva. Or aniya. Kartum. Pashyanti. You mean that?
No, no. After bhojanam, the second anta is with vidyalayam, nidram, and all those things are dvitiya antam.
And what is kharitva, aniya, because it is written in block letters.
Lebantam and kartum is also, the previous slide we had seen, no? These, Nebanta, Satranta will, before that, there will be a Dvitiya Vibhakti Shabdaha.
Okay. Now I understood.
Arya.
Okay, thank you.
Arya, Ekha Prashna. In the previous slide, why is in the Chaturthi sentence, there is Pashyanti. Why is it not Pashyanti?
Where did you find Chaturthi sentence?
Fourth sentence.
Actually, this Pashyanti is Kridanta. Understand? I didn't want to explain this because this is a Kridanta word. Present continuous. Visajit Maudhya knows about it. Because I have explained him what is Kridanta. Having, all these things are having done. Aniya. Okay. Tva. Khaditva is having done. But this Pashyanti.
This is continuous. While seeing. While seeing itself, they slept. That's what it is.
Continuously is doing it. Pashyanti Kritavati.
While watching. While watching itself.
Okay, Mata Durdarshanam Pashyanti Eva Nidram Kritavati, meaning she was watching TV at the same time she was sleeping. Understood? And this particular word Pashyanti is Kridanta, Shatranta Rupa, that you need not worry about it now. If the word is correct, there is no typo over here. Okay?
Astu Arya.
Astu. Yeah, complete this also. I will take it up, with
Can Mr. Whom. Shubhangi.
Tanai means person. Nimi. Nimi.
Shubhangi. Yes.
But louder. I'm not able to hear you anything.
Well, this is my full volume. I can't hear that.
Something wrong with your mic only, not with, because others I am able to hear very loudly, and only your voice.
Yeah, Shubhangi,
Shubhangi Bagini.
Yes, sir, I am there.
Yeah, please increase your volume.
Sir, this is full volume, I can't increase anymore.
Okay, you tell. With the Anta Prayoga.
बालकः लेखनीम् आनयति सो बालकः प्रथमा एकवचन लेखनीं द्वितीया एकवचन आनयति कर्मपदम्
अस्तु सेकेण्ड् वन्
बालकः लेखनीम् आनीतवान्
आनीतवान्
इट् इस् अगेन् बालकः इस् कर्तृप्रदम् लेखनीम् इस् कर्मपद कर्मपदं द्वितीया एक
नौ इन्स्टेड् आफ़् वेस्टिङ्ग् टैम् शुभाङ्गि भगिनि लिसन् टु मी इन्स्टेड् आफ़् वेस्टिङ्ग् टैम् दट् इस् बालकः वि नो एव्रिथिङ्ग् बालकः लेखनीम् इस् कर्ता अण्ड् कर्मपदं नौ यु जस्ट् टेल् मी दि ओन्ली द क्रियापदम् अण्ड् वाट् इट् इस्
अनित्वान् इस् द पास्ट् टेन्स् आफ् आनयति सो
नै जस्ट् टेल् मी वाट् प्रत्यय इट् इस् दट् इस् इनफ् आनीतवान् इस् तव तु प्रत्ययः
तव तु प्रत्ययः सो बालकः लेखनीम् आनेष्यति
आनेष्यति इस्
आनेष्यति इस् एकवचन भविष्यत्काल
भविष्यत्काल ओके आनयतु
आनयतु इस् लोट्लकार
लोट्लकार वेरि गुड् एकवचन ओके नो प्राब्लम् जस्ट् टेल् लोट्लकार दट् इस् वी केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् वेदर् यु हव् अण्डर्स्टुड् आर् नाट् ओके आनीय लिखतु
आनीय लिखतु इस् आनीय इस् अगेन् लेबन्त लेबन्त वर्ब् एण्ड् लिखतु इस् अगेन् लोट्
लिखतु इस् लोट् आनीय इस्
आनीय इस् लेबन्त
लेबन्त वेरि गुड् वेरि गुड् ओके सिक्स्त् वन्
बालकः लेखनीम् आनेतुम् आपणं गतवान्
आनेतवान् ओके
आनेतुम् इस् सुमन् प्रत्यय आपणम् इस् अगेन् द्वितीया विभक्ति अण्ड् गतवान् इस् स्वा प्रत्यय
अस्तु सेवेन्त् वन् बालकः लेखनीं नीत्वा
somebody
I'm repeatedly telling when somebody is talking why you interfere in between I don't understand repeatedly I'm telling please don't disturb class.
Sir,
when you are asked, you can tell. I am giving everybody chances and everybody are participating. Why you are doing like this?
Yeah, Balakaha Lekhanim Nitva Upavishtavan. So Nitva is Swa Pratyay and Upavishtavan is Tavatu Pratyay.
Tavatu Pratyay. Very good. Yeah. Samya.
महोदय एकं प्रश्नमस्ति तवतु प्रत्यय देर् इस् भूतकाल करेक्ट्
सामान्यभूतकाल वाट् इस् दातवः एव्रिबडि नोस् इट् इस् दि मूलशब्दः फार् क्रियापदानि ओके मूलशब्दाः फार् क्रियापदानि और् मूलशब्दं शब्द फार् क्रियापदम् Sakarmaka Dhatuhu and Akarmaka Dhatuhu. We have already seen this. Instead of Dhatuhu, they have given Dhatavaha. Why? Why instead of Dhatuhu, they have given why Dhatavaha?
It's a plural, bahuvachana.
Very good. So sakarmaka dhatavah and akarmaka dhatavah, they are separated into two. And under sakarmaka dhatavah, prashnam kim prichyati chet uttarani milati chet tad sakarmaka dhatavah santi. And prashnam na milati chet tad akarmaka dhatu santi. Example, patati, likhati, dadati, etc. Kim patati, pustakam patati. Kim likati, ramayanam likati. Kim dadati, dugdam dadati. Okay, tishtati, kim tishtati, no answer. Kim upavishati, no answer. And kim hasati, there is no answer. So, this is akarmaka and this is sakarmaka. It's very simple and already everything is known to you. It's just a revision. No, any problem in this? Any question in this? Nothing, no? Okay. Yeah. Dikarmaka prayogaha. In this sentences, there are two type of dvikarma. That is, what is dvikarmaka prayogaha? Two karma, as I already told you, two karma padam will consecutively come. That is called as vikarmaka prayoga. Vikarmaka prayoga. Example, first sentence. Acharyaha satram prashnam prichati. What is kriya padani in this? Prichati. Kim prichati? Prashnam prichati. So, which is the mukhya kartrupadam in this? Prashnam. Okay, the next karma padam is chatram. Tasya prachati, kam prachati, chatram prachati. Kaha prachati, acharya prachati. Understood? The anvaya of this sentence, prachati, is the kriya padam. The first sentence is acharya chatram prashnam prachati. Okay, dvikarmaka, chatram and prashnam are two karma padam. And what is the kriya padani in this? Prichati. The question will be, kaha prichati? Acharyaha prichati. Acharyaha kim prichati? Prashnam prichati. Acharyaha kam prichati? Chatram prichati. Chatram kim prichati? Chatram prashnam prichati. Got the explanation? My explanation, is it clear?
Am mahode.
Yeah, second sentence we will take
it up. One Vishwajit here, ekam prashna vastu. If we convert the first one, this just for understanding, if I convert the first sentence into one, I can say, then it becomes chhatraha prashnam prachati. If I remove acharya, correct?
If you remove acharya, chhatraha prashnam prachati is also correct. But there is only one karma.
One karma, yes. Correct.
Will become the subject.
धन्यवादः.
ओके, नौ यू टेक इट, टेक सेकेंड, थर्ड एंड फोर्थ और कंप्लीट दिस स्लाइड. विश्वजीत महोदय प्लीज. टाइम इज रनिंग.
आम महोदय. माता पुत्रं ग्रामं नयति. सो हाउ डू इट? ओके, माता ग्राम. हाँ,
नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इमीडिएटली शुड कम टू योर माइंड इज कः नयति.
कः नयति? माता नयति.
ओके,
माता पुत्रं. माता नयति. ओके,
माता कं किं नयति?
किं नयति? ग्रामं नयति.
ग्रामं नयति. कं नयति?
कं नयति? पुत्रं नयति.
पुत्रं नयति. सो दैट वे यू शुड डू अन्वय.
पुत्रं, पुत्रः, पुत्रं किं नयति? पुत्रं ग्रामं नयति.
अस्तु वा?
अस्तु.
डू द थर्ड वन, यू विल अंडरस्टैंड.
गुरुः शिष्यं धर्मं बोधयति. कर्मपदं बोधयति. गुरुः, सॉरी, कः बोधयति? गुरुः बोधयति. गुरुः किं बोधयति? गुरुः धर्मं बोधयति. गुरुः कं बोधयति गुरुः शिष्यं बोधयति शिष्यं किं बोधयति शिष्यं धर्मं बोधयति
द लास्ट् वन् ऐ एक्चुलि एडेड् दिस् थ्री इस् इनफ् ओके बोधयति दिस् थ्री इस् इनफ् फार् यू ऐ अन्नेसेसरली एक्चुलि नाट् अन्नेसेसरली औट् आफ् क्यूरियोसिटि ऐ वाण्टेड् टु गिव् यू मोर् आन् देट् दट्स् वै ऐ एडेड् वन् मोर् सेण्टेन्स् डोण्ट् गेट् कन्फ्यूस्ड् ओके
अस्तु महोदय अस्तु महोदय भिक्षुकः धनिकं धनं प्रार्थयति कर्मपदं प्रार्थयति क्रियापदं सोरि क्रियापदं थेङ्क् यू धन्यवादः क्रियापदं प्रार्थयति कः प्रार्थयति भिक्षुकः प्रार्थयति भिक्षुकः किं प्रार्थयति भिक्षुकः धनं प्रार्थयति भिक्षुकः कं प्रार्थयति भिक्षुकः धनिकं प्रार्थयति बालकः पितरं सत्यं वदति वदति कर्मपदं क्रियापदं बालकः वदति क्रियापदं कः वदति बालकः वदति बालकः किं वदति बालकः सत्यं वदति बालकः कं वदति बालकः पितरं वदति
धन्यवादः रामः विशालं वृक्षं पश्यति इस् द सेण्टेन्स् क्रियापदम् इस् वाट् पश्यति रामः कः पश्यति रामः पश्यति रामः किं पश्यति एकवचनम् आर् इन् सप्तमी विभक्ति आर् इन् द्वितीय विचवर् विभक्ति विचवर् वचनम् अण्ड् विचवर् लिङ्ग इट् इस् देर् द सेम् थिङ्ग् विल् विशेषण आल्सो टेक् प्लेस् सो विशालम् इस् विशेषणवाक्यं विशेषणशब्दः अण्डर्स्टुड्
आं महोदय
आर् नाट्
अवगतम् अवगतम्
एनिबडि हू हेस् नाट् अण्डर्स्टुड् दिस् अवधेयम् एव्रिबडि हेस् अण्डर्स्टुड् वेरि गुड् अत्र विशेषणविशेषभावः अस्ति इट् इस् आल्रेडि नोट् इस् आल्रेडि गिवन् हियर् इन् डौन्स्टेन्स् फार् दिस् सेण्टेन्स् रामः विशालं वृक्षं पश्यति ओके नौ विल् कम् फार् दिस् सेण्टेन्स् बालिका फलं पुष्पं च ददाति वाट् इस् दिस् हियर् आल्सो देर् आर् टु कर्मपदं दट् इस् फलं पुष्पं बट् द्विकर्मकं बट् संथिङ्ग् एल्स् इस् इट् इस् इण्डिकेटिङ्ग् संथिङ्ग् एल्स् What is it?
Cha is there. And.
Yeah, cha is there. No, no, cha is there. Dadati is a
Kriyapadam.
Samucha means they're coming together. They are together. List of things.
There. Yes, yes. Who said that? Vishwajit Mahadeva?
Vishwajit Mahadeva.
Yes, yes. So they are giving a Samuchyarthi. Samuchyarthi means togetherness. That is Phalam Pushpam Cha Dadati. Both are carried by Balika. Is the meaning of this. So this too you have to be very careful. Understand it and then you have to make the sentences accordingly. Okay?
Astu Mahode.
Okay. So Shanti Mantram Badamaha. Samaya Jaka. Kaha Vadati? Kaha Vadati? Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. So Sunita Bhagini Vadati Va?
Amma. सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे अनौन्स् यु दि होम् वर्क् फ्रोम् युर् विभक्ति वल्लरि बुक् ऐ वी केन् टेल् द शान्तिमन्त्रं लेटर् पेज् नम्बर् वन् टु पेज् नम्बर् नैन् ओके पेज् नम्बर् नैन् अण्ड् टेन् आल्सो पेज् नम्बर् वन् टु टेन् यु विल् टेक् अप् एस् अ होम् वर्क् all the exercises from page number 1 to 10 okay
am mahoday
am mahoday
varatu bagini
सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःख भावेत् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
गुरुर्ब्रह्म गुरुविष्णु गुरुदेवो महेश्वर गुरुसाक्षात् परब्रह्म श्री दक्षिणामूर्तिः नमो नमः हरि ओम् तत्सत् धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय।